Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into a new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And what's the next level for you as you strive to create the body that you really want? And more importantly, what's stopping you from getting there? If you want to make improvements, and you want to make those improvements in the shortest amount of time, effectively, efficiently, you're going to have to know exactly what you want and have a plan on how to get there. And that's what I'm here for today on this radio show, helping you find out what you want, help you discover what you want, and help you find solutions. Getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much easier when you know exactly what you want. Those answers will come magically. They'll come out of nowhere when you get clear and when you get specific. Maybe those answers will come right here on this talk radio show. So what's it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition? Do you need some motivation? A kick in the pants from a coach? Just more drive to do all the things that you know you already should be doing? For a lot of people, that's what it is. It's validation that what they're doing is going to get them the results they want. Putting forth that effort, having the certainty and confidence to keep on keeping on is the biggest challenge. And so getting some certainty and confidence from someone, just validating what they're already doing, is something they need. And that's something I can help you with. Call into the show. Get some free coaching here today. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. Get so many emails every week. I have questions asked on message boards like the bodybuilding.com message board. A lot of times it's very difficult to get the exact meaning of what you want. Sometimes answering your specific questions that way. Here's your chance. Pick up the phone and call me, and we can get this all hammered out through a phone conversation. With the advent of the internet and email, there's a lot of times there are a lot of discrepancies or miscommunication in the written word, and here's the time to just connect with me one-on-one. So all it takes is that one strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at a situation that makes all the difference in the world. One breakthrough with your training, your nutrition, your mental leads to another breakthrough, which leads to another breakthrough, and that's how this process works. And like I said, oftentimes you may find you're already doing everything right, and you just need to keep on keeping on. You need to keep on track, have that certainty and confidence to continue, and get that validation from a coach, a friend, an expert. And I can help you do that. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world take their bodies to the next level and strive for the bodies they really want and bust through those frustrating plateaus and sticking points. I've been doing that through my website, www.skiplacour.com. I have an internet presence on websites with lots of written material. On AST Sports Science website, AST-SS.com. I mentioned the bodybuilding.com website. I've written 10 books. I produce 7 DVDs. I've been writing for the muscle magazines all over the world for over 15 years. I've conducted seminars around the world and the one-on-one coaching through the internet, through phone consultations. And now here I am right here in this open forum on this talk radio show. So here's your opportunity. I'm going to jump right into the calls. We have a call on the 704 area code, 704 caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
Devante.
Devante?
Yes.
And where are you from, Devante?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right. So Devante from Charlotte, North Carolina. How can I help you today?
I'm a 15-year-old, and I was saying, how can I become one?
How you can become what, exactly?
To have, like, your muscles like you had, a bodybuilder.
Right. Okay. Now, do you work out at all, Devante?
Yes, yesterday I went to the YMCA.
Cool. That's awesome. So let me first ask you, why do you want to have big muscles, Devante?
So I can be strong like some regular 15-year-olds.
Uh-huh. So tell me what's going on in your life. Why do you think muscles are going to make you strong, and why is it so important for you to be strong?
I guess so I can lift like heavy things.
Uh-huh.
And so when I get older, I'll be even stronger.
Right. So, like, let me ask you something. How are you doing in school right now, Devante?
Good.
You doing good?
Yes.
You got some cool friends to hang out with and everything? Everything's going all right at home?
Yes.
Okay. So you're doing well in school. You got lots of friends. And you just want to, do you want to look better? Or you just want to be strong? You're just looking for a hobby?
Be strong.
Tell me why muscles are important to you.
I don't know why they're poor. I just know they make you stronger.
Okay. Do you have friends that lift weights?
I lift 10 pounds right now.
Uh-huh. Do you have friends that lift weight? How did you end up in the YMCA? Who brought you there?
Oh, my dad.
Your dad. Okay. Yeah. So your dad lifts weights.
Mm-hmm.
So is your dad big and strong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to be like dad. Right?
Yes.
That's awesome. Okay. Now, the reason why I'm asking this, Devante, and for those of you out there listening, is that, you know, as a coach, as a friend, I mean, we all want different things. We all want to be happy. We all want to fit in. We all, you know, want different things. And it's very important to know our motivating factors, why something's important to us. We don't want to start something and stop and quit, go on to the next thing. So, before you start any project like lifting weights like this, you know, it's always important for me to understand what's your motivation, why you want to do that. So you go up to the gym with your dad. It's a great bonding. You like hanging out with your dad?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, does your dad work out with you? Does he have any advice for you?
Say, like, drink, like, milkshakes and exercise.
And your dad does all those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is what I would tell you to do. Get used to just showing up at the gym on a regular basis. Follow your dad around. Enjoy the time you spend with your dad. Kind of watch your dad, watch him lift weights. Because I think that if you show up to the gym, the YMCA with your dad, you do that, I don't know, 3 days a week. You know, sometimes your dad's going to be really motivated to go, and sometimes you're going to maybe want to, I don't know, do other things, hang out with your friends or whatever. Get in the habit of just showing up with them all the time, even the times you don't want to, all right? Have you experienced that already where your dad wants to go to the gym and maybe yesterday you really wanted to go, but today you didn't want to? Do you ever have days like that?
Yes.
Okay, and what happens, Devante? Now, be honest with me. Do you go with them or do you stay at home and...
I go.
Do it? That's awesome. That's awesome. Because let me tell you something, Devante, whether you're 15 years old, you're getting it. And I can just tell by your enthusiasm, getting up in the morning, listening to this talk radio show, trying to find out more about this, showing up at the YMCA, watch your dad drink those milkshakes and what he does in the gym. You are so far ahead of most people. You know, most people can't even get to the gym, and here you are at 15 years old going to the gym even when you don't want to. You know, I coach guys all over the world. In countries all over the world. You know what their biggest problem is? when they don't want to go to the gym, they don't go to the gym. They find excuses. And here you are at 15 years old, going to the gym even when you don't want to. And you're proving something to yourself that it's about discipline, it's about hard work, it's about not doing what's easy and what's most convenient. You get up and go anyway. So you continue doing that, okay? You do it for the next 3 weeks, you do it for the next year, you're going to be big and you're going to be strong. And you know what? More importantly, you're going to get better in school, you're going to be a better influence and more confident with your friends, because you're proving to yourself every single day that you do what it takes. Okay, so we don't need to get into specifics about what to do. I'm very confident that if you just watch your dad and you show up, you're gonna get stronger like you want to, and you're gonna get those muscles like you want to. What impresses me most about you, Devante, is that you go to the gym even when you don't want to, that you follow your dad's lead, that you have that faith that I'm gonna keep on going even though I don't want to. That's what you need. That's what we all need to do. We need to impress ourselves. Have you ever heard about self-esteem? Do they talk about that in school, everything? You got to have high self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me tell you, Devante, what self-esteem is. Self-esteem is when you do things that impress you, okay? It isn't for other people. You don't have big muscles to show other people that I'm stronger. Hey, I'm good because I have big muscles. That's what I teach guys right now who are a lot older than you. You got to do it for yourself. Okay? Self-esteem means you do things that impress you. Okay? Let me ask you something. When your dad wants you to go to the YMCA and you don't really want to go, and then you go to the gym, how does it feel when after you force yourself to go to the gym and then you walk out of the gym with your dad? Is that a really good feeling?
Yes.
You know, that's what you need to lock on to, and that's what you want to remember. That's when you've impressed yourself, because you got, oh, I don't want to work out. Oh, God, we got to go out again. And then just an hour and a half later, you're walking out saying, yeah, I proved to myself that even when I'm lazy, even when I don't feel like I do the best thing for me. You do that one time, you do that 10 times, you do that 20 times, you're building so much mental strength. You know, who cares about the muscle? Okay, when I look in the newspaper 15 years from now and Devante is running for congressman in Charlotte or something like that, or he's some multimillionaire, you want me to tell you how that's going to happen for you? And you're living in some big house and some nice car. It's because when you were 15 years old, you kept on going to the gym even when you didn't want to. You built so much self-esteem. You proved to yourself that even when you're lazy and you don't want to do stuff, that you do it anyway for the greater good in the end. Okay, that's so much more important than muscles, and you're going to have all those muscles that you want. Okay, and let me tell you something. We have Father's Day coming up. All these times that you're having with your dad lifting weights, you're going to remember that forever. Okay, when you're an old man like me, you know, you're going to remember these times when you lifted weights with your dad. So you keep on doing those things, man. I'm so proud of you calling up this show, being so into it. You keep on doing what you're doing, Devante. You're a great inspiration to all of us older guys to keep on doing those things, all right?
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling the show, Devante, and call back again, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Devante there from Charlotte, North Carolina. Now we have another call from the 502 area code. Caller, are you there? 502.
Yeah, I'm here.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Wayne from New Albany, Indiana, southern Indiana, almost in Louisville.
All right, okay. So, Wayne, how can I help you today?
We're getting ready to start week 7 in the Max OT training. And I tell you, I've seen more results in the 7 weeks with this program. I've tried just about everything under the sun. I'm 44.
Uh-huh.
I've been lifting on and off most of my life. I wouldn't say a bodybuilder, but, you know, just lifted for health for a long time.
Looking good, feeling great, awesome. Hey, let me just take a step back, Wayne, before you go ahead with your question. Is for those of you listening and you hear about this Max OT training program, let me tell you basically what that is. All right, it's Max OT is maximum overload training. And that's shorter, more intense workouts where you really got to focus when you're in the gym. You're not pacing yourself. You're concentrating your focus. You're overloading the muscle with the most weight. So you're building muscle, the most muscle in the shortest period of time. It's a whole series of principles, Max OT, created by AST Sports Science. You can find out more in great detail about the AST Sports Science Maximal Overload Training Program when you go to the AST website, AST-SS.com, AST-SS.com, and you click on the link that says Max OT Training. Get access to this website. That's for those of you who sign up, you get opened up into all the details of this program that Wayne is talking about. Okay, Wayne, so you're in your seventh week. You're 44 years old. You're getting muscle gains, and you're feeling great about it. You're not a bodybuilder. You're doing it for health and looking good, too, right?
Yeah, feeling
good. Okay. Tell me, how
is
this
like
different?
These gains are just coming really quick, strength gains, and every time I walk by the mirror, it's like, ooh, is that me? I'm 44, and, you know, the guns are starting to pop out pretty deep.
Yeah, that's awesome. That, you know, I read so many things on the message board that, you know, after 30 years old or some things like that, that says that, you know, you can't build muscle after a certain age. And, you know, you're finding out for yourself that isn't true, especially when you – how long have you been training, Wayne?
I probably started when I was maybe 13 or 14. My dad the plastic concrete weights and, you know, doing
sure.
it. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to go outside and play instead and all that. And on
right.
and off all my life, you know, but all kinds of gym memberships and sold my house and bought a bunch of home equipment and some of the exercises it's tough to do because I really kind of struggle with the calf exercises, but I'm planning on buying a calf machine. But other than that, I've got everything I need. You know,
I'm curious, Wayne, at 44 years old, what made you go on there and really decide to hit it this time?
Well, iPod, you know, I got the iPod and looking for free iTunes and stuff like that to look at, and I seen your picture, and that drove me in there because you're looking great.
Okay.
Started listening to your podcast, and I've been listening for quite a while, you know, and I got to try this.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Success with it. I work out with my son. He's 19. He's wrestled all his life and everything. He's a pretty good motivator, and he does a mixed martial arts and stuff on the side. So he's not
that's awesome.
Huge, but he's sure putting on a lot of muscle, too.
Yeah, well, you're a great role model to your son. What do you think about Devontae?
I felt kind of like on the opposite end of the call there, you know.
Uh-huh.
My son calling, you know.
Well, no, that's good. You know, you can see what kind of role model you could be for your son. So that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I think the lifting weights and things, you know, it takes so little time to do, but it's something that you walk around and carry with you everywhere you go because, you know, oh, you work out. Well, yeah, I do.
right. And all that emotional benefit that goes along with it. And like you said, your 19-year-old son, you're creating memories that he's going to remember for the rest of his life. That's going to help him, you know, create solid relationships in all different areas of his life. So that's great. So awesome. So tell me, where are you right now, and how can I help you get to the next level?
My question is on the cardio. How many days a week would that really be mandatory? You know, minimum. You know, you need to at least do it this many days a week. And
okay.
I work two jobs, and I really lack in the sleep department a lot of days. Sometimes I can only get 5 hours of sleep, and but I'm pretty refreshed, and, you know, I get up, drink my coffee,
right.
and get at it, you know, so.
Okay. Well,
how often
things.
Do I need to do the cardio, I guess,
okay.
is the real question.
Right. Okay. Well, really, cardio, it all depends on what your goals are. Most people who I work with, they're battling some type of body fat issues.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get lean, more lean than they are, no matter where they are. And so that's where cardio plays its part. And that particular, with the most of the people I coach, all right, I'm a firm believer in cardio for its health benefits. I mean, I'm into this bodybuilding for what it does for my physical health first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love cardio for those purposes. If you read the message boards, most of the bodybuilding type of attitude, they'll say they hate cardio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it could be boring for some people. They don't see the bigger value in it. I do it for my health. It's a way of centering myself. I love getting up every single morning and getting my brain waves going with cardio. So for its mental benefits, its emotional benefits, I love cardio. Also at 44 years old, for your health benefits. So what I would say is work in three cardio sessions a week, just for the health. Get the lungs going, get the heart pumping, get the blood circulating, okay? Get the metabolism working. So try to work in 3 sessions a week. Anything on top of that, that would depend on how lean you want it to be,
right?
All right, and then how your eating habits work into that. Because you can be very lean, and this is not just for you, Wayne, this is for everyone out there. You can have a lean, ripped six-pack abs with doing no cardio whatsoever if you're very, very meticulous about your eating habits, all right? So if you want to get lean, you can do that without cardio, theoretically. It can be helped by doing cardio. So for you, I would say think about your health, do it 3 days a week. Now, when you talk about cardio, what type of cardio are you doing? How long are your sessions?
Well, I'm trying to follow the MaxLT cardio on there, the 16-minute thing. Actually, my son, you know, like I said, he's a wrestler all his life, so he's got that drone, get on the treadmill, run for an hour, you know, and all that, and I've got him to switch to the 16-minute thing. He'd come up, he'd be wringing wet, and, you know, he's staying lean, you know, like he did when he was back in high school and everything.
Right.
I don't do it on the treadmill because I've had 5 knee surgeries and I've been doing it on a stationary bike.
Yeah. So let's just start there, too, is cardio is to work your heart, all right? It's to rev up your metabolism. That should be its first and foremost purpose, all right? So what I tell people, sometimes being on a treadmill, running or walk fast, there's a certain skill level involved, how you swing your arms and things like that. The less you need to worry about that, the more you need to just put effort into getting your heart rate up, the better. That's why I like a recumbent bike, just for that purpose. So I don't have to worry about style. I don't have to worry about my form as any type of runner. I just pump it out. You talk about the MaxOT cardio. Again, you can go to the AST-SS.com website, click the link, learn all about MaxOT cardio. Basically, just like the overload training program, it's about 16 minutes, okay, of just pushing yourself as hard as you can from that first stroke on the pedal to the last one. It's documenting your performance, looking on a bike and saying, hey, I'm burning, 250 calories, I'm traveling 8 miles or whatever. The next time you get on that bike, you already know that you want to go 251 calories and one-tenth of a mile more than those 8 miles traveled. You're always striving to be your best. You're mentally focused. You're not just spending time an hour on the treadmill, one foot in front of the other, thinking about different things, reading a magazine or whatever. Now, you could do that. There are many ways to skin a cat, so to speak. I've used many different cardio training systems over the years. I've done the half hour, the 45 minutes on treadmill. Everything that you've read, I've done. And the MaxOT cardio, everyone that Wayne is talking about, is just getting on there for 60 minutes, giving it your all. Right? One thing to remember, why this is effective, if you're trying to burn body fat, you're not burning body fat for those 45 minutes on a bike. You're not burning body fat on those 16 minutes on a bike. Like, you're led to believe from the magazines. Now, do you burn a little bit of body fat? Sure you do. Where cardio comes in, it revs up your metabolism. It gets your body temperature up. It gets everything moving. That's what helps your metabolism, which burns calories more effectively. So doing that cardio session, your metabolism is raised an hour later. It's 2 hours later, okay? So, you know, how much time you're actually spending on there really isn't as important to how much effort you do while you're on there. That's why 16 minutes at a very intense, challenging, make it a fun, make it a game. Just like the more things you can make like a game, you can challenge yourself. Wayne talked about his son feeling drained and sweating. You know, that's the victory of all this. That's what makes you feel like an athlete, that you really push yourself, you really challenge yourself. The more you can make a game out of it, the better. And that's what MaxOT cardio does. Plus, you know, Wayne talks about his schedule. He talks about, you know, his jobs and his family duties and what's the minimum amount of cardio that he can do. Well, when you just have 16 minutes and you give those 16 minutes your all, you can get by with fewer sessions and it's only 16 minutes. If you get on there and you want to do 45 minutes and it's at a, you know, a mediocre or slow pace, well, you got to budget that in. You may or may not have time. Even when I'm preparing for a contest, getting on stage, putting all this work in, when I went to the MaxOT cardio of 16 minutes, all my ambitious scheduling for the day, for the week, for towards my preparation, I was closer to 100% because I only had to give 16 minutes. Maybe I had to give those 16 minutes my all, but I followed through. I had fun with the process. It proved to be a lot more effective cardiovascular training strategy, not just physically, mentally as well, too. So that answers your question, Wayne, about how many you should do. Any other questions? Tell me more about MaxOT. What else do you like about it?
Well, I like, keeping track, we work out at home, so we can listen to music that we want and, have to worry about sharing equipment or anything like that, but, keeping a log of, what we did so we know next time. Well, I did it last time. I can do that maybe a little more this time.
Right. No, that's awesome.
So you got to write everything down. I like that because I'm pretty structured. Yeah. I like to be organized and everything. Let me ask you a silly question.
Sure.
I use the stationary bike for my cardio, and you say recumbent bike. What? It's a dumb question.
Well, it's just a different form. It's just a different version of the stationary bike.
That's
your stationary bike is more upright. The recumbent bike kind of sets you back, and your legs are more out in front.
Oh, okay.
Of you.
Okay.
Right. It's
okay.
It's just a different type.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know you work out at home. Don't think that you have to have a recumbent bike, or you're chipping yourself out, so to speak, by not having a recumbent bike. It's all about getting your heart rate up. That's what's most important.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm doing that.
Okay. That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, keep us posted on your progress, Wayne. I appreciate you calling in. And it's a neat thing, this internet. Now you can just be bumbling across, listening on your iPods, iTunes from Indiana, and now you're in this program for 7 weeks. That's awesome.
Yeah,
right? Hey, call back and let us know.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Wayne. Okay.
Have a good day.
Have a great day. So MaxOT cardio, MaxOT training, consistency. When Devante is from Charlotte, North Carolina, he called, and he knows how I didn't get into some big, different theories about doing this and doing that. I kept him to the basics about showing up, and that's something about standards that I want to talk about. Before I do, we have a call from the 502 area code. 502, are you there? Caller from the 502 area code, all right? Okay, so what I was talking about is standards. Everyone talks about working harder, they're putting their best effort, and I really do believe that in their time and grade, how long they've been training, the program that they've assembled for themselves, that they are working hard, all right? Sometimes that's true. And again, when we talk about standards, what am I talking about? Standard is defined as a level of quality or attainment. Your standard is the very least you'll expect out of yourself. You know that level of effort that you require yourself to give to the gym, and you will never settle for anything less under any circumstance. That's what standards are. Well, in the course of your day, it comes down to showing up for the gym, what you exactly do in the gym. Wayne from Indiana talked about record keeping, so he knows what to shoot for the next week for his next workout. We talked about MaxOT cardio, having a standard of trying to beat. I use the example of burning 250 calories. That's the standard that was set, going 8 miles on that cardio session. So the next one, you're going to go for 251 calories burned, or you're going to go for one-tenth of a mile more than the 8 miles. Those are all standards. And what I need you to do, if there's any assignment that I give you for today, is figure out your standards of what you need to do. What's the minimum you're going to do in a particular bodybuilding and training type of day? Now, we all have standards, whether we realize it or not. You will only let yourself go so low when it comes to your finances, your relationships, your work standards. We all have a level that we will not go under. Obviously, some people's standards are higher than others. They may vary, yet we all have standards. What I want you to do this week is to think about what your standards are. Take it from the subconscious, something that you just bumble around, you do or you don't do, and write it down. There are probably 10 things that you need to do every single day to have that physique you really want. You know, we look back, I had a call this past week, and a gentleman talked about how he wanted to gain 30 pounds by the end of the summer. He wanted to ask me how realistic that was. Okay, he said he was committed. He was determined. He was ready to do max OT training. He was ready to spend $1,000 a month towards his gym membership, to his nutritional supplements, to coaching, whatever. Okay, he was determined. And he did. I said, so how long have you been at this? And he said, well, I haven't started yet. And I told him, instead of looking towards the end goal of can I or can I not gain these 30 pounds, by the end of the summer, I told him what you should be concerned about is meeting your self-imposed daily standards every day. So what does that mean? There's 10 things you need to do, let's just say, every single day. For example, I need to get up out of bed at a certain time to start eating my meals. I may have 6 meals a day that I schedule, and I schedule on time. So one standard might be wake up at a certain time during the day. Now, for some of you who are maybe more disciplined than others, when I talk about waking up at a particular time, you talk about, well, what are you talking about? I mean, that's a standard that I always do. Okay, believe it or not, there's some people that is a standard they need to establish. Okay, so I may wake up at a certain time. All right, if I schedule 6 meals, did I eat all 6 meals that I had lined out for myself and planned? And I have those meals planned at a certain time. Did I eat those meals on time? So we're talking about 3 standards right there, all right? Did I wake up at the time that I wanted to? Did I eat all 6 meals? Did I eat those 6 meals at time? See, those are 3 standards, whether you're aware of it or not. Those are 3 standards you may or may not follow, all right? How about did I go to the gym? Did I show up at the gym as I scheduled, all right? That could be a standard. How about when I'm in the gym, did I get in and out of there in an hour? Okay, we set a standard of how long I should be in the gym, and that'll take care of a lot of things, how focused I am. Did I waste my time doing a lot of talking? Okay, let's just say that you showed up and you got your workout done with an hour, like your self-imposed standard, all right? How about record keeping? Wayne talked about the benefits of record keeping. He knew what to shoot for before every workout because he kept records of what he achieved last time, okay, keeping records. All of a sudden, now, here we go. I woke up at a certain time. I ate all 6 of my meals. I ate them at a particular time. I went to the gym as scheduled. I got done with the gym within an hour, and I took record keeping. Okay, what is that, about 5 or 6 standards right there? All right, then when you say I went to bed at a certain time so that I got enough rest. How about if I prepared my meal on time? Okay. I prepared all my meals for the next day. Whatever it is, I get my cardio in. You need to establish what your standards are as far as what you will do, what type of mental focus you have, and the timing of it. All right. So when I get back to the gentleman who wanted to gain 30 pounds of muscle by the end of the summer, what I wanted to tell him is like, look, create standards, just create 10 of them, all right, of what you need to do in the ideal, the perfect bodybuilding and training day. And what you need to be concerned with is getting as many 10 days as possible, meaning that you have these 10 standards, you're going to get 10 for 10. Now, even if you get only 7 for 10, you've learned something for that day, all right? We want to get as close to 10 for 10 as possible. You do that for the next 3 months until the end of the summer, I'm not sure, I told him, I'm not sure if you're going to gain those 30 pounds, okay? But I can tell you this, you'll give yourself the best opportunity to do that. When I talk to frustrated bodybuilders and lifters, they're not conscious of their standards. They've never got clear on what those standards should be, and they certainly don't follow through with standards they've never had. So the first element, the first mental, physical, emotional element to any success in this is to get clear on what you want and create 10 standards. Let's just start off there, 10 standards of what you need to do on a particular day. There could be, some, you know, I'm going to just throw some out there. As I tell you, now, here's one little tip that you can do. Now, when I was striving to be the best bodybuilder in the country during my contest preparation, if you look at a journal that I kept for 4 years on my website, it was something I published for the world to see. When you look at how I planned my days, there were certain standards at the end of the day, and then they got evolved and they got changed. I had to have a certain standard. So you want to see what my standards were, was I was striving to become the best bodybuilder in the country for preparing for two national championships, and I did achieve back-to-back national championships. You'll see what my standards were. So go to my website, www.skiplacour.com. All right. If you go down to the bottom, you'll see access to my members-only website. You email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. I'll give you a free username and password to get into that website. Again, 4 years of training, pictures, motivation, standards, special insights. All right. And you can see what my standards were, so you create your list of 10 standards. So I'm going to take a break here for a second, and we're going to come back, and I want to take your phone calls again. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Like I said, we're going to take a break right now. Get your free coaching. Get on the phone right now. Call and let me know about your specific challenges, and let me help you work through them.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle, Maxo T Style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the MaxoT training principle and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity MaxoT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Maxo 2 Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Maxo T Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Maxo T Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com.
I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
So that's my DVD, Packing on Muscle, Max OT style. I'm very proud of that DVD because from its start to finish, I produced the whole thing. I did all the voiceover work. It's definitely a labor of love, my very best attempt at coaching you. Everything that's in my head when it comes to training, nutrition, all the mental, physical, emotional aspects of it, sold in over 52 countries, and feedback has been fantastic. If there's any way for you, the most committed people, to get what you want, to get in my head, if you like what you hear, it's best to get that DVD, get it today. Again, if you have any calls, we're talking about standards today. On the message board, I sent the username and password into my members-only website and the link there. Right now, I'm into the business planning day section. I'm going to talk about standards. If you have any questions, if you have any comments about your training or anything else we're talking about, I want you to call in to 347-326-9145. We're in our last 20 minutes of the show, so this is your opportunity to don't just sit back. I see all these people here in the chat room. Become a proactive. Take advantage of this opportunity. Take your training to the next level. Get some clarity by calling today. So the section that I'm in right now is under the planning section, under the daily training and business planner. And you can look at some of the standards that I have on a particular day. And I have this checkoff box. So the first thing that I want to make sure I do every day is read what I have planned for the day at the beginning of my day. One habit that I get into, one discipline that I have is that every night before I go to bed, I get some type of plan of what I'm going to do the next day. I like to think about it ahead of time, plan my day ahead, let it marinate overnight while I'm sleeping. So I wake up every morning with a plan. I don't wake up, get half of my day going in and say, hey, what am I going to do today? All right? So I've made some type of plan. Now, you can get as detailed as you want, but just have a basic plan of what's your major outcome for the day. What's your major outcome? You can do that when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts. You can do that when it comes to your work day. Heck, you can even do that with your day off, your weekend. You can say, hey, I'm going to have an amazing day with my friends and family. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to really connect with people. Have some type of plan for your day. All right. So the first thing I'll do is review what I had planned for the day at the beginning of my day. What I've done is I've taken the time to review 5 training goals. Okay, that might be, hey, beat my standard, whether it's in the gym recorded. It could be, make sure I feel the muscle that I'm working directly. Whatever it is, come up with just 5. Don't get overwhelmed. Just the 5 things that if you did every single workout, you'd have a great workout. So those are standards within standards, okay? So you've created 5 training goals, right? And I make sure that, I'll get on a bike or before I head up to the gym, I'll just review those top 5 training goals that I've identified that I need to concentrate for that workout. That's going to take 30 seconds, all right? Some other things that I do is I have a vision, an identity, a code of contact that it's going to take me 10 minutes to read. And that gives me my overall purpose of what I've determined, what's best for my life, where I'm going, and everything that I'm doing. So, again, now these are my standards, okay? So these may be something that you may not want to jump into at this level. This is something that I was definitely doing as I was striving to be the best after doing these disciplines. The one I'm outlining for you, I mean, this is years of doing this. This is just to give you an idea. So when I talk about this vision, right, this vision is like how this is all going to tie in, how my training efforts and my eating efforts and my business efforts are going to lead to my long-term vision or plan for my life. Okay, I've written it all out. I've really done a lot of thought about it, and I'll make sure that I'll read that every day. Again, those are one of my standards. How that works for you, we'll work that all in later. Take advantage of my muscle-building 3-hour window opportunity with perfect eating habits. Right, from the information that I've learned throughout the years that I found most effective by following the AST sports science, sports nutrition site, the three-hour window of opportunity, muscle building window. Okay, and you can go to the AST Sports Science website and find out a lot more detail about that. Send me in and I'll send you the link. You know, it talks about the majority of my calories for the day, all within a three-hour window after training. That's when your muscles need them for repair and growth. That's where I really want to make sure that I really bear down and my eating habits are perfect. So I want to make sure of anything, that's a standard that I always that I'll always do. And we can, again, when I'm talking about details, if you're right now, if you're just kind of getting yourself into a groove, showing up to the gym on a consistent basis, if you are challenged getting to the gym or you have a challenge getting your eating habits down in any type of structure, you may not want to worry about this right now. I guess what the big takeaway that you can get from this is that standards, standards, standards. It's all about standards. What you create for yourself, how well you follow through. And to remember, there's always a higher level. There's always a higher level to achieve. So when you're sitting around thinking, well, I've done everything I can, and I'm not having the body that I want. I can't lose this body fat around my midsection, or I can't lose these glove handles, or I can't get my arms over, I don't know, 16 inches or whatever. It's all in your standards. I'm just telling you that there is a higher level that you can ask for more of yourself. You're not going to know what to ask of yourself quite yet until you develop a certain baseline standards. You first develop them, write them down, get specific, and then knock them out 10 for 10 every single day. You know, then you might say, wow, okay, I've got this down. Now what's the next level for me? What I'm showing you here on the website, for those of you, go into the chat room, look at the free username and password, get the link, go to the business and training planner, and you'll know what I'm talking about. These are after years and years of developing standards that I'm asking you to do, and then raising them, raising them, raising them. So there is that higher level. You can see why those people who have those amazing physiques, their standards are probably a lot different than yours. You maybe think you're doing everything, but I'm telling you, maybe your standards are too low. Maybe you're doing everything you think you need to do, all right? Maybe you're not really conscious of what you're doing, what you're not doing. Anything you can track, monitor, and assess, you can grow from, you can take to the next level, but you have to develop these baseline standards. I have eaten every one of my scheduled muscle building and fat reducing meals today, and do not anything unplanned or any non-bodybuilding foods today. That's a standard that I've created for myself. Follow through with 100% with my structured supplementation program, my multivitamins, my CLAs, my NitroPro 40 meal replacements, my VP2 whey isolate protein, all of those things. I took the time to plan it out. What's my ideal day? When will I take these? All right, and that's all structured out. Meet my goal for the amount of water I plan to drink today. Water is such an important part of the process. Instead of just drinking when I'm thirsty, I'll have a goal. Now, when I'm getting ready for a contest, that's one amount, okay? June 15th daily business and training plan that I'm looking at, you know, that was maybe an off-season where maybe I just want to drink a gallon a day. Well, for you, it might be, I don't know, half a gallon, whatever it is. Create a standard and make sure you follow through with it. Complete my scheduled cardiovascular training session or sessions. Just complete it, okay? We talked about the different standards. Assess my day at the end of my day. At the end of every day, like I said, hey, how did I do? Did I go 10 for 10? And I'm ready, I'm locking that in. Hey, good for me, I got to keep this going. Or did I have a bad day and I went 5 for 10? Doesn't happen by chance. I know when I put my head on my pillow at night what kind of day I had and what I have to do the next day. I assess my standards and how well that I followed through. All right. After doing that assessment, I'll set my goals for tomorrow before I go to bed, and we talked about that. All right. And, again, these are some standards, some higher-level standards after doing this for so many years. I'll identify something I learned or noticed about myself at the end of every day. For me, it's all about the growth. I talked with Devontae from Charlotte, a 15-year-old And then remember, you know, he wanted to know how to get big muscles. I immediately took him off of that. I talked about the bigger picture of what he can learn, that self-esteem amongst his peer group. Well, even for me, at my level, I'm always learning. I'm a growth machine. I want to know how I can benefit, how I can enhance the quality of my life. And I'm always looking for ways, and hey, what did I learn about myself today? What's enjoyable? And so those are some things that I'll ask myself. If your brain, if you ask your brain a question, it will seek to find the answers. You're learning something about yourself every single day. You can take that momentum, and you can take it with you into the next day to make the whole life a more enjoyable process. When we talked about with Devante from Charlotte who called up, you know, one thing he can take away is that, hey, he's in a far better group than the majority of people twice his age by showing up at the gym even when he doesn't want to. He can take away and say, wow, look at this. Look what I'm showing myself at 15 years old. And I kind of planted some seeds in him. I said, you know, when it's 15 years from now and you're 30 years old and you're a congressman in Charlotte, or you got this big, nice house, this nice car, you're successful, you can go back and you can look at these disciplines that you establish for yourself with your dad at the YMCA at 15 years old. All right, that's something that he can learn from himself. Wayne can learn from himself is that, wow, at 44 years old, I can still build muscle. I can teach my son some great habits, and I'm creating lasting memories not only for myself with this bond and connection with my son, but also I'm planting memories for him that he's going to remember for the rest of his life. Something enjoyable. Pick something out so you learn something about yourself. You keep this going. We talk about muscles. You notice how when I talk to Devante about, he said, how do I get big muscles? I asked him, well, why do you want big muscles? How are you doing in school? Do you have a lot of friends? How's life at home? I want to figure out why he wants big muscles, okay? When we know why we're doing things, we're a lot more on track. We have a congruency. Everything flows together with our mind and our body and our habits and our lifestyle. That's when you do. When you know why you're doing something, that's when you're going to get the best results. All right? So just thinking about these things, instead of jumping into a training program that you read on the internet or some 18-year-old guy on a message board told you what to do, Take a step back. All these developing standards and checking them off and reviewing at the beginning of your day seems like a lot of work. Let me just tell you something. Champions, and no matter what they do, whether you realize it or not, whether they realize it or not, they have created a set of standards, and they follow through with them. They may not write them down like I'm asking you to do right now, but they are conscious of them, and they just do them day in and day out, and that's what makes them champions. It's so much more than if they eat chicken or tuna or they have steak, whether they do 8 to 12 reps or 4 to 6 reps, or they take this particular supplement or that particular supplement, whether they use machines or free weights. There's so much more to this. When you get your mind strong and you get your mind straight and you have that certainty and confidence that what you're doing is leading to where you want to go, and you're tracking and measuring it with these standards that I'm talking about, not only are you going to get those results, I am so confident you'll be calling me up and saying, wow, I'm getting the results. No matter what training program or what eating protocol that you adopt, you're going to get the results that you want, and most importantly, you're going to enjoy the process along the way. Hey, we've got to about 6 minutes left. Here's your last chance to call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. I want you to call in. Hey, if you've got suggestions, I see a lot of people. There are a lot of people who listen to the show. I think that many of you are hoping that I just happen to touch on a subject matter that is going to help you. Instead of just leaving it to chance, take action, take control of your life, take control of your training and eating habits. And instead of sitting back and hoping the right information comes to you, why don't you just do something, a little exercise about mental fortitude, about self-control, about taking charge of your life and sitting back, being more aggressive, more assertive. Remember back in school when you knew the answer to a particular question and the teacher asked the question and nobody raised their hand and you really felt you knew it? You really felt you knew the answer, but you didn't have enough guts to raise your hand because you felt, you know, maybe a little frightened that if you raised your hand and gave the wrong answer, how embarrassed you'd be. Okay, then the teacher says nobody knows, and then they give the answer, and it's the answer you thought, and you could have raised your hand and shown the world how brilliant you were. Not only the world, you could have showed yourself how you stepped up to your fears, and you answered the question where nobody else knew it. You could have proved that not to the world, but just to yourself, but you stepped back out of fear. You didn't show that courage. You know, in life, you either progress or you go back. What do you do? What happens when you want something so badly, you want to answer the question, or you want to take your training to the next level? You've got so many questions. You're reading message boards. You're on the internet looking for information. You're listening to every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the gym, all right? But you can, now you have this opportunity, and you don't call in, all right? Take charge. Call in. And if not now, think about what I'm saying this week, next week. So do it for yourself. Do a mental exercise. Build that emotional muscle. We talk about building muscle in the gym, physical muscle, 16-inch arms, 20-inch arms, whatever it is. You know what? I am so much into building emotional muscle, mental muscle, fighting off my fears and asking myself to step up to a higher level. I know you guys out there, like, I'll get the emails afterwards, all right? And, hey, we have a call from the 757 area code. 757 area code. Call, are you there?
Hey, Skip, what's up? This is Justin.
Justin, how are you? Justin, did I motivate you to call in with that teacher talk and all that?
Actually, I just got back from the gym not too long ago. I didn't want to miss the whole thing.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called. We've got 3 minutes left, and this 3 minutes is just for you, Justin. So what's your question? How can I help you?
All right. Well, I'm a big fan of both you and Jeff Willett, and I'm a big believer in the whole big weight, big muscle thing. I'm not sure what you guys have been talking about the whole radio show today, but I got a question. I've been reading your numbers and everything over a couple of years and your journals and everything.
Right.
You curled 225 for two sets of five, right?
Yeah, that was back in the day. I think that you probably saw that on the Mass Machine 2 video, which was probably about, 7 years ago now?
Yeah.
The Mass Machine 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, I'm looking at Jeff Willett, and I guess he probably goes up to about 185 at the most. Why are his arms so big? But you're curling more than him.
Well, now, let's just break that down, okay? Now, did you actually see any of my video footage?
I just read your numbers. I've actually been...
Okay.
I'm thinking about
numbers are one thing, all right? Remember that for anybody. Numbers are one thing. Actually, seeing its execution is probably a better indicator, all right? Now, did I use a lot of movement?
Right.
I mean, look, let's just face it. I mean, anybody who has enough guts to pick up a bar with 225, I mean, when they were at 185 or they're at 150, they're really going for it, and they challenge themselves more and more and more. Did I use a lot of more momentum when I was doing 25? Yeah, I sure did. Did I get some benefit with all that momentum? Yeah, I did. If anything, it taught me how to be a warrior in the gym. Probably if you want to know my mental, emotional, and physical progression is that I took a step back. If you look at the Max OT training video, my numbers are more towards, you know, the Jeff Willett numbers, you know, 185 or maybe a little bit under that. And what I did is that explosive movement at the top, and I controlled it on the way down. So I took a step back in weight and had better execution to stimulate the muscle, and I got better results. So, yes, I did curl 225 at one time on my career. I was more effective at building muscle when I lowered the weight, and I concentrated more on execution. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, a little bit. I've just been noticing. I mean, I'm reading your numbers recently, and they're just so much bigger than, I mean, most everybody else I've seen that's a natural, you know, champion and everything. Like Willett, I've followed him for a while.
Okay, let me just tell you another thing as we're down here in the last 41 seconds. You can't go by numbers, all right? You can't. They're misleading, one, for that reason I just told you. How is it executed? That's number one. Here's the other thing is Do you know that I'm almost 6 feet? You know, I'm someone who's like 5'6", 5'7", I'm going to weigh more. My structure is going to be big. So if I do 185 at almost 6 foot versus someone doing 185 at 5'7", weighing a good 25 pounds less, what do you think is most impressive?
I mean, obviously the smaller guy.
Right, so you can't go by numbers, all
right?
You
right.
see what I'm saying? Okay,
right.
Well, that's it. Hey, thanks for joining the show. Hey, Justin, stay on the line. We can finish talking about this.
Cool, man.
All right. All right, so anyway, we're not broadcasting live anymore, but I want to finish this question with you. So do you understand how you can't go by numbers? A lot of people, they try to measure up, well, he weighs this much, or... they throw out the numbers like, well, how tall is this person? You see what I'm saying? To say someone's 200 pounds, it's a gigantic difference of someone is almost 6 feet and someone's 5'7", and they weigh 200 pounds. That is such a massive difference, okay? Someone who is almost 6 feet, weighs 25 pounds more in the same lean condition, and they do 185. Well, what's more impressive, someone who's 5'7", 25 pounds less, and does the
right.
same weight with the same execution? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. How many bodybuilders do you think, you ever watch, like, I suggest you go to YouTube,
YouTube,
and look up Skip LaCour or Jeff Willett or other bodybuilders,
okay? I have a lot of Jeff Willett's videos already.
Right.
I watch it.
Do you ever see me on stage, how much taller I am? Than all those other bodybuilders?
Yeah. I mean, what are you, 5'10"?
Like I said, I'm 5'11", and maybe
right,
a little
right.
bit more than that. Okay.
Right, yeah, I've seen you on stage.
Okay, so you see how, I've heard different things like, 1 inch equals like 10 pounds of lean body mass or something like that. Have you heard those type of numbers?
Right, right.
Okay, so if I'm 4 inches or 5 inches taller, if both say we're in lean condition, I may weigh 50 pounds more than somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? I may, that difference in height versus weight.
It's all relative.
You're right.
Right? Is that
right? So when you look at the numbers that are confusing you right now, are you taking into account all those other factors? You see a guy, you hear those big wrestlers or whatever, and they weigh, or football players, right? You'll see a lineman, he's 320 pounds. Do you know that the guy is like 6'8"?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You ever see NFL football players? Do you ever see them in person? Have you ever saw one in person?
Yeah, I mean, they're huge, yeah.
Or, when I see them, they're a lot less defined, musculature-wise, than you might, the numbers might appear. They're a lot taller, they're not as big and muscular as just, say, a bodybuilder. So I think when you talk about body weight and you talk about numbers, I don't think it's fair to compare, who can lift what. I think it's more impressive the smaller you are, the more weight you lift. So
yeah.
You should compare all 6 foot bodybuilders with all 6 foot bodybuilders. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You should compare 5'7" numbers to all people who are 5'7". And that would probably be less confusing to you.
I mean, I just noticed both your styles are different. You kind of use more leverage and swing a little bit more, and you get more overload, it seems, than he does. He uses more. It just seems like you use more of the overload philosophy with 225 or something like that, or more heavier weights, because I know you do that.
Well, you know what? Again, I've been evolving and growing with the MaxOT principles.
Right.
I can tell you this, the most evolved, when I follow them most to a T, where I crossed every T and I dotted every I, is ladder with the MaxOT DVD, that Packing on Muscle DVD.
Right.
If you watch that DVD or watch a clip on YouTube, if you don't have the DVD, I think you'll see that my training style is more like Jeff Willett's. When you watch Jeff Willett's DVD, that's when he lived in Golden, Colorado, and he was training at the AST Sports Science Facility,
right
under the tutelage of Paul D'Elia, the inventor, the creator of the MaxOT training program. So, and you will see his style. When you look at my later DVDs, the Max OT training DVD, you will see mine is more in line with that. So if you go by older DVDs, okay, versus this one now, not only will you see that my style is different than it was when you saw me curl 225, you'll see that it's more in line with the way Jeff Willett trains.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do it. Use more leverage and momentum or keep it more strict. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. I would say that, like I just explained, is that in my later DVD, the Pacquiao and Muscle Max OT style, you will see that Jeff Willett's style and my style are a lot more similar. That discrepancy that you talk about isn't as, I don't know how much of a discrepancy it was in the first place, but I will tell you that if you look at both of those now, they're probably a lot more similar, and it would probably add a lot less confusion to you. Again, he worked right at the facilities. I've always been in California, okay,
yeah.
The Max OT, the AST Sports Science Training Facility, okay, it's always been in Golden, Colorado. A lot of the instruction that I got was what I observed, just like you, by reading on the Internet, my interpretation of it. Every once in a while, I would go to that facility, whereas Jeff was right in the facility, okay? So I would follow, if you said you have his DVDs, I would model that style. And I would encourage you just to get more certainty and confidence, more clarity.
Right.
I feel a little bit of angst, a little bit of confusion. If you were to get my Pacquiao Muscle Max OT style, it would be very much in line with Jeff Willett's DVD, and then that would kind of end your confusion.
Right.
Does that make sense to you? Just like you, I'm evolving, I'm grabbing all these things, I'm getting more in line, and at the end of my career when I won back-to-back national championships, that's when I use the Max OT training principles to a T.
Right. I guess I'm just overthinking it. I mean, I've been doing Max OT off and on for a while, but just in the past, like, 3 or 4 months, I mean, I've been really, like, just following everything pretty much to the T right now.
Right. Well, I appreciate that passion and that desire that you have. I love that. Okay, that's the foundation to becoming the best at what you do at everything. The only caveat that I put on that, not just to you, but the many men that I coach who are trying to take their physique to the next level, is you can't overwhelm yourself, cause too much angst with that information overload. Because I would say that you're probably doing 98% correct just because of how focused and how dedicated you are, because you're showing up to the gym every single day, you're pushing yourself there, you're following up with great nutritional habits. You're probably 98% there, but you're focusing on that 2%, and that's causing a little bit too much angst and overwhelm.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're probably right there. And just if you listen to what I said before, is that I was winning national championships, but I was probably only maybe 95% of using the Max OT principles to their best, to their fullest, having the most understanding of the whole process, right? And then I said later on in my career, you know, at 40 and 41 years of age, I started falling to the T, getting the maximum results in the shortest period of time. So if I evolved becoming a part of AST for like 15 years, understanding the concepts more and more and more and more, then you definitely should, number one, understand you're winning this game, okay? You're getting 98% of it down. You're so ahead of the masses, yet you may be focusing too much on the 20%, the 2%, I mean, that you're not quite there yet. Look, I was winning national championships, and I didn't have it all down, okay? And I was still winning. Wouldn't it have been a shame, if I was just grinding myself down, I'm losing this because I'm not following everything to a T, I'm not understanding everything fully. See, that's what I don't want you to do. I can tell by listening to this show, going to the gym, running back and calling this show, by having Jeff Willett's DVDs, by studying the Max OT training program, you are probably doing so, so well, okay? Yet, you may be focusing on a 2% that you don't quite understand, and it might be causing a little bit too overwhelm. Just don't want it to derail you. Do you think that's some helpful advice to you?
Yeah, I do. I think I'm just overthinking it because it hasn't been long enough. My nutritional skills and everything, I guess I should be way ahead of everybody, but, I mean, I haven't been doing it long enough, so maybe I'm just overthinking it.
How long have you been doing it?
What's that?
Well, you said you haven't been doing it long enough, so how long have you been doing it?
My biggest thing is consistency. I usually.
Do you hear what I just asked you? I said, so you said maybe I haven't been doing it long enough, and so I just wanted to know, is that 3 months? Is that 3 years? How long have you been doing it?
Just straight Max OT, like 3 or 4 months. But I mean,
okay.
40 pounds.
And you're getting some great gains by that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting good gains.
Okay. Well, let me just talk. Like Ian, I talked about my evolution over years. Okay, so you have a little bit of confusion. If anything, if you want to be a multimillionaire, right, and you set on that quest to become a multimillionaire, would you be beating yourself up by not knowing everything about all its ins and outs in only 3 or 4 months?
No, I guess not. I mean,
yeah, everything in life worth having, there's a evolutionary process, you know. There's a growth process, and it sounds like you're doing great and you're going through that process. Yeah, to be this hard on yourself, if you've been following through and doing the things you do in 3 or 4 months, overthinking, you know, I don't know if it's overthinking. It's just maybe expecting too much and not realizing you're winning the game. It's probably a big caution that I have with people that I coach is that the biggest challenge is they're winning the game, they feel like they're losing. If you do anything over and over again and you feel like losing, how long are you going to do it? All right? And I don't want you to be in that state of angst. You're probably very much winning the game, and you need to appreciate that and keep on keeping on.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
All right, brother. Hey, well, thanks a lot, and thanks for joining the show. All right?
Thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right, man.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning. Make plans now to attend Skip LaCour's Manformation 2-Day Seminar, July 26th and 27th in San Francisco, California, and transform yourself into the man you really want to be. Join Skip LaCour and other men just like you who are determined to get the most out of their lives for 2 intense days of empowering information and life-changing action strategies. Learn how to be the man in any social situation. Discover how to attract more money, power, sex, and any of the other options in life you really want. Study hundreds of the qualities and characteristics of the most powerful and charismatic alpha males and immediately implement them into your everyday life. Adopt the mindset, body movements, and social interaction strategies that will catapult your life to the next level. Learn the steps needed to create your dream life and burn it into your subconscious mind. Get a better understanding of your own rules, beliefs, values, and standards. Learn how to finally start making them work for you instead of against you. Discover the most effective, efficient, and time-saving exercise and eating strategies for an amazing body while living a balanced, productive life. All of this powerful, life-transforming information and much more will be revealed in this 2-day boot camp. Take action. Make the investment in yourself and transform yourself into the man you really want to be. Make the commitment to change your life today.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Join me in San Francisco, California, July 26th and 27th. Gentlemen, we are going to have an amazing 2 days together and learn a lot about ourselves at the same time. Kick your manformation into overdrive and change your life forever. The seating will be extremely limited, so reserve your spot today at www.manformation.com.